Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an argument?
My name is Angel Akita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. I'm one of the hosts of this podcast, and I'm joined by my husband for 14 years, my boyfriend of 17 years, who's the other host. Tell him who you are, baby.
I am Marcus Anthony Tanksley the First, also known as Tank. Marcus ain't on the gram, Marcus ain't on the book. That heifer, an old boy that be throwing trash in my backyard.
I have a strong desire to bite your ear.
Yeah, the first time.
All right. It's too far away. Yeah, I've been missing you. If you're not watching, you can watch this podcast on That Chick Angel TV. You can also see that one of my children are behind me right now. That's acting like he doesn't know that we actually recording. But no, Is This Gonna Cause an Argument is a weekly podcast that me and my husband upload every Wednesday, where we talk about whatever's on our hearts, minds, souls, whatever they got on our nerves. We gonna talk about it, and sometimes we don't agree, and it causes an argument. Like last week's episode where he tried to tell me I was like his daddy. I said what I said,
and I stand by it. And for y'all that don't like my son coming in just now, we'll get used to it, because I'm gonna ask him to come back just for you.
Why are you always attacking our listeners?
You act like we ain't always getting attacked.
We are. All right, but then. We got thick skin.
We do got thick skin.
So we want to give a huge
shout
out.
Got a sharp tongue,
too. We want to give a huge shout out to our
Patreon. That's our media family, as well as our sponsors for this podcast.
First, let me tell you more about Patreon. Patreon is a platform that you can join us and watch our podcast live, as well as other content we create, like content for The Bald and the Beautiful. Any content that I'm producing, whether it be for the KOSS streaming services or for my own platform, if I'm able to shoot it live, I do, and it's exclusively for the Patreon, as well as we try to do family events like game nights, movie nights, and just build a community. And you can have access to all of that for $5.
$5
a month. Or you can get a discount if you pay for the whole year. So check that out at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. Now, on to our sponsors. We have three sponsors this episode. Tell them who they are.
They are Third Love, apostrophe, and Every Plate.
Plates! Is in the building. We love them, and we are sure you'll love them too. We can't wait to tell you about them later on in the episode. So, we're to our first segment already. And what do you want to do for that segment, Wit?
Let's do Tanksley Pride.
All right, so Tanksley Pride is a segment we do that focuses on our four boys. We have an 11-year-old, so he's actually going to be 12 here in like 2 weeks. We have 6-year-old twins and a 2-year-old that we have so lovingly named The Landlord. He is actually one of the hosts of this podcast, but he is way too unruly. So
he was acting a fool, y'all. He wouldn't even let her put his diaper on.
I know. He was so mad at her. He was so mad that she took him out of his bath water, but he get over it. So, Tanksley Pride story. You want me to kick it off?
If you want to. Yeah.
So, our Patreon hasn't even seen this yet, and I can't wait till they do. My oldest son, I had asked him when he used to run track. He hasn't ran track in a while. I was noticing a lot of the boys that were coming from like the desert, the really fast boys, they would have their hair dyed. And it would look so neat. It was just, it would put add a nice element of show to them.
All them little fast, badass little boys came out there with their hair just done.
Done. They would either have blonde or they would have blue. It would just orange, look so, it would look fun.
Stripes.
Right.
One boy had leopard. I said, look at little Dennis Rodman over here just causing issue.
So I had said to my son, then I was like, would you want to dye your hair red? And he was like, No, this is little Marcus, our oldest. Fast forward to last year during the pandemic, he's doing a lot of FaceTiming with, he has a friend that he has been close friends with since he was three. So more than half of his lifetime, for most of his lifetime. It's a girl. She no longer lives in California. She's in Dallas. Anyways, one day he comes up to me. He was like, "Mom, would you still let me dye my hair red?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Okay, I want to do it." And I said, "Does Harper have her hair dyed?" All he could do was smile. He was like, "Yeah, she has pink in her hair." I was like, already to start it. Things he'll do for a girl. Won't do it what his mama suggested.
Yeah.
But when a girl that he, you know, likes.
They don't like Harper. They're just friends.
Right. He's all about it. So this past.
He refused to admit that he liked that girl.
he now does.
Oh, he won't admit it to me. He'll talk to Angel before he talks to me.
Oh, no. He told her he had a crush on her.
Oh, no. I knew his other friend told her, or maybe his other friend told him that she liked him or something.
No, so Marcus had told...
It's preteen drama, y'all.
Marcus had told his other friend, and his other friend told her.
Oh, okay.
And I was able to trick him into telling me. I said, "I heard what y'all said. I heard." And he was like, "What?" I said, "I heard." And he was like, "Did I have a crush on our friend?" And I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "How did you find out?" I said,
"You just told me."
I said, "Because you just told me." He was like, "Now, mind you, Kai had already spilled the beans."
Oh, yeah,
Kai was the reason why. Kai's the one who
told me. Kai is the biggest hater of all our sons.
Biggest hater. Yes, Jessica, we telling all of his business. Business. He ain't got no business.
He ain't got no business. He don't like this girl since they first met. He just never admitted it.
And she like him, too. Mm-hmm. They just peas in a pod. Anyway, I had made an appointment to get his hair dyed. But the woman who dyed my hair couldn't get him until the 18th, which wanted him to start the first day of school off with his swagger on 100. So right before I flew out for Baltimore, literally right before a couple of hours, I went to Sally's. I bought the color. I bought the developer. It's sitting here with us. Boom. I mixed it up. Oh, sorry. You used a
holding
phone.
Up
sorry.
My phone.
I mixed it up. I put it on his head. It took so well. His hair
It's pretty almost same color as Angel's, like a little brighter though.
It's brighter. His hair takes the color a lot better than mine. And he seemed genuinely happy about it. And his dad...
No, he seemed like slightly happy. Then after I cut his hair. That was difficult. That's the most difficult haircut I've ever done because it was the way it was dyed. It was like a hard line. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure you ain't supposed to see that. So where I had the taper fading into, I had to adjust everything up after I finished his head. And I was like, I don't know how this is about to turn out.
It looked good.
But it looks good. And
Marcus
he went to the mirror.
Hell out of his hair.
He went to the mirror. I said, "You like it?"
because
he was loving that haircut.
Before, it was just literally his hair that had not been cut for over a month and red dye right here at the top of his head. So it didn't look attractive in any way, but now that it's cut, it
and
looks
then
like a style.
I went back to his original
mohawk.
His mohawk.
It's fire.
His frohawk, so he's loving it.
He looks really good. He looks like a blood because he's got on a
he
red
got on
outfit.
He got on red outfit, red shoes, red shirt. Boy is bleeding today.
He is bleeding. And I love
on Pyru.
I'm glad he's getting to start in person middle school with a bit of his own like swag. Also, what I forgot to mention is that we allowed him to have a cell phone.
Yeah.
Me and Marcus talked about it. We were going to wait. He had one more year to wait because I said he could get one when he was 13. He's turning 12 in 2 weeks. But his school was nowhere near us.
Nah.
And y'all know the public, we're in a weird time just because of the pandemic, but also y'all know the school system.
School's been on something crazy lately.
Yeah, well,
not the schools, but like what goes on in this world is just
crazy.
Crazy.
You got school shootings. You just gotta, and then on top of just heightened sexuality at a very early age in school. It's like more normalized now.
Yeah.
And just a lot of stuff, and we don't know this community of people at all, so it's not like I can be like, okay, you and this person stick together. Got it. He's going in literally kind of by himself. So we decided that he could have a cell phone to call us. Period.
Yeah.
In a sentence. He can call his mama or his daddy, and I might put his emergency contacts in there, the people who are on the list at the school to pick him up, and that'll be it.
You don't need nobody else on there. I don't care what your friends is doing.
Yeah, I was like, the rest of the people, you can what's the face it, call them on your iPad when you get home, but you don't need to be out and about talking to them.
Nah.
Mm-mm. So that's my Tanksley Pride story. But before we jump into our next Tanksley Pride story, we're going to tell you about a brand, ooh, y'all, that I love. Let me tell you, I am not big on underwear. Now, I do like a good bra, but underwear, I ain't never been like, yes, give me something sexy until Third Love. Okay? Because Third Love is not out here playing. First of all, with me traveling all the time, me being on stage, I need bras that don't draw attention to themselves because I'm under bright lights, so I can't be having boobs spilling out the top of the bra. I can't be having weird prints showing through my tops. And I want them to be comfortable because most times we're doing two shows a night, and I want to be able to be comfortable the entire time. Well, Third Love has an amazing fitting room that you're able to work with a specialist to figure out what the perfect size is for you. So think about it this way. A lot of women are not wearing the right size bra. Okay. Just period. And a lot of times they don't even fit in the standard sizes. Well, every Love bra is made with a signature memory foam cups, no slip straps, and scratch-free bands. And they go from sizes AA to I, including half cups. That's the part that I was just like, y'all not playing. Y'all really trying to get this thing all the way together. Also, they have some amazing loungewear. This is, again, important to me. I'm staying at a hotel while at home. You know, half the time I ain't got no clothes when I go to bed. I need to have something between my skin and the sheets of a hotel. So Third Love has some of the most high-quality underwear, sleep, and loungewear, delivering life-changing comfort to your body, and your body loves being in it. They also have washable silk pajamas. So, you know, you can have luxury, which I'm really excited about because we're getting ready to redo our bedroom. So I wanna have that Claire Huxtable feel. I wanna be able to get in the bed, slither all next to you, babe.
Slither?
Yes, because that's what silk makes you do, is slithering. And what I was about to say is that they're underwear. That's what I was about to say, because I told you I'm not into draws like it. They fit so well. I don't know how to describe it. It's like air on your body. I don't like to be uncomfortable from the waist down. I don't like to be uncomfortable at all. They feel lightweight. They feel like they fit perfectly. Nothing is tugging. None of that. It just, ooh, it feels so good. And again, there is a team of fit stylists. These are the professionals that I'm talking about that are available to chat via email, or there's a chat on there to answer any of your questions. Also, last thing I want to mention about them is that they are the largest donor of undergarments in the USA, partnering with organizations in the local San Fernando Bay Area and across the United States. Third Love has donated over 40 million in products to women to help women making powerful life changes and even heal injured turtles. They be healing injured turtles.
That's amazing.
My son would love that. Third Love knows you deserve to feel comfortable and confident 24/7. So right now they're offering our listeners 20% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/argue.
Argue.
Now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 20% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/argue.
Argue.
For 20% off today. Okay.
Third Love is healing injured turtles and comforting cats.
So go ahead and tell your story.
These kids, y'all. My Tanksley Pride is dealing with us, the twins. I'm gonna start off with. I be snapping at these boys because they are constantly bickering and arguing. Mm-hmm. To where them, they do it so much it's just normal conversation. But neither one of them know what they're talking about. However, some of the stuff that they say to each other, it's just like, where did you hear that and why are you saying that? Like, the one just busted in just now. They were talking this morning. They're in the truck, taking Marcus to the bus stop. And I don't understand why they keep busting in here. Like, they don't know what's happening.
They don't care. Like, today, kids don't care.
Anyway, they're on the back, and the way Sai talks to Amar the way an adult would, like, hey, baby, how you doing? So he does his little cute voice, and Kai's like, why do you talk like it? Why are you trying to make your voice cute when you talk to him? He's like, what are you talking about, Sai? Kai's just how I talk. He said, no, you don't talk like it. Stop trying to make your voice cute. Your voice was never cute.
He told him his voice was never cute.
That's just one. Like, they go back and forth all the time. Like, the way they go at each other, it's just like, what? Why are y'all talking so rough to each other? But it's one of those things where I just be like, hey, like yesterday I told him, I said, I don't want to hear no bickering. I don't want to hear no arguing. Both of y'all, shut up. Like, I don't want to hear it today. Like, y'all, I don't care about who did what. And they're constantly just trying to prove each other wrong. But then they just go on about their business as they was, like nothing ever happened. And then, oh my God, I wish I could remember what Sai said to Kai yesterday. I'm just like, y'all are just relentless with each other. Mm-hmm. But then the next one. So this is going to a little bit bleed into the topic today. So I'm getting, after I cut the boy's hair and everything, me and Marcus, I'm getting everything together for him tomorrow for his first day in middle school. He's in middle school already, but he's never been physically in the building because of last year. Anyway, talking to him, and I talked to him about, you know, had the whole sex talk and type of stuff he's going to be hearing and seeing and all this type of stuff, being that he's in middle school. I said, you're getting exposed to kids that have been exposed to a whole lot more than what the people you usually been around. So we went into detail about that. And just, I'm going to fast forward just real quick and then jump back. I talked to the twins about, we had the doctor's visit, and the doctor had to check them everywhere. So I had to make sure that they understood what the doctor did and how that's never to be done outside of me and his mom being around. But anyway, rewind back to Marcus. So we're sitting there talking, and I'm just asking him if he had any questions. He was like, nah. I was like, are you sure? He was like, yeah. So I asked him a couple of questions just to quiz him, and, you know, he gave me the right answers. But then after our talk, he's upstairs getting ready. A couple hours later, he comes down. I was like, all right, man, you're going to middle school tomorrow. He came up, he ran up, and he hugged me. I almost broke me down. Cause he didn't.
You didn't tell me this.
He didn't hug me the way he normally does. Usually it's just a, you know, a hug. But he ran up, he hugged me real tight, and then he squeezed and held me. I was like, first I was like, what was it? Oh, okay. Boy, you need to get up off me. And he's like, all right, night, daddy. I was like, all right, night.
Oh, I didn't know this. You didn't tell me this.
I said, go on, get off me. Go on upstairs now.
What?
No, but.
Why do you think it broke you down?
Because he's growing up.
Oh, it was the growing up.
Yeah, hey, like I said, he ain't never hugged me like that. But one of the talks I had with him is I had a conversation with his principal while we were at their school, because I'm sitting there. Did we talk about this last week? No, we couldn't have.
No.
So I let Marcus and Angel out of the truck, and they go into the orientation and sit down. So I go park. So by the time I come in, it had already been started. So I'm standing in the back because I don't see Angel and them. So as I'm standing there, I see this little boy's shirt.
Oh, no, you did talk about this.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Mm-hmm. But that's one of the things for y'all that may be hearing this for the first time. Basically, this little boy's back of his shirt said something about Redneck Nation, 100% Southern pride and all this type of stuff. And Rebel had the Confederate flag and stuff all over it.
You see, I'm going to tell this whole thing again.
No, I'm just getting a really quick thing to the people that may be hearing it for the first time. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I talked to the principal, but Marcus saw me and his mom talking about it. And then he saw me walk off when I went to go talk to the principal. But I asked him, when I talked to him this weekend, did you know what I was talking about? He was like, no. I said, and I asked him, do you know what the Confederate flag is? He was like, nah. So pulled up pictures of it, showed him, gave him like a real quick history. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you let me or a teacher know if you see any of this stuff. I explained to him why it's offensive to black people, regardless of what whoever may say. Mm-hmm. Why it's offensive to anybody except for nationalist white people, basically. Even if they don't see it that way. So I just told him what type of stuff to look out for that he may not, he didn't need to look out for before.
Yeah.
But that was, it really is. It's like having those conversations. It's like, people are absolutely ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. It's just, it's, it feels, it breaks your heart.
Oh yeah. Jessica says, Southern pride in California, question mark. Hey.
Oh yeah.
California is like semi-valley.
Not just
no, Santa Clarita. It's like it's deep out here.
No, it is everywhere. I think people get really confused and they only think, oh, you got to be somewhere in the back hills to experience people who really want America to look a certain way, which is white people in power and people of minority doing the labor to keep white people rich. That is not a Alabama thing. That's not a Mississippi thing.
That ain't Kentucky. That ain't Florida. That is worldwide.
And I know a lot of people think, oh, when they move to a blue state, that they are they're moving away from that. And I'm like, no.
A blue state is not blue because the majority of the state is blue. It's blue because the big city is blue. Everything is usually surrounded by red counties.
It's usually blue because there's a high amount of diversity. Still, a lot of the white people still feel the way they feel.
Oh, yeah.
It's because there is a lot of minorities. There's a lot of the LGBTQ members that are open or out. There's a lot of people who represent the progress that's needed. But a lot of the folk that don't benefit from the progress still don't believe the things that you would think. That's all it is. I mean, well, we saw that Georgia turned blue, right? But we know Georgia ain't blue.
Right, yeah. Right? Not Georgia.
It was because they registered a bunch of black people.
Yeah, no, we see the wherever you at, if you in somewhere in the United States, in California, we see American flags that probably don't really mean stand for America as you do out here, if not more. We see the same pickup trucks with the same crap on
them. Oh, yes. Listen, Blood of DePanta said, blue is just a different color like red. Just like blue racism, red racism, still racism, just a different flavor. Truly.
Yeah,
it
true.
Is.
Absolutely.
So always when my friends are like, I could never live in a red state. I'm like, girl.
You live in a red state already.
Right.
There's there's more red than there is blue. It's just like Angel said, it's the minority.
Is that there's a lot of minorities where these states are able to flip voting to blue. Well, anyway, we're going to jump into the topic of the day. And I feel like we can now speak on it because we've been doing it for a month now. Has it been a month?
Yeah.
I have.
Over a month, ain't you? I don't know. Go ahead.
With the children at home. I have been on tour for a month with Kevin Fredericks and To Hear More. And Marcus has been a full-time influencer and stay-at-home father or work-at-home father for the past month because we didn't get the kids back until mid-July. So we're now in mid-August. So he's getting the feel of what this is like. So we thought that we would give you all kind of an update on how it's going. Granted, we have our vlogs. We hope everybody who listens to the podcast also watches our vlogs.
Yeah, see, I still see a snippet of what's going on.
But I think giving you all really like how we're feeling about it, what our challenges are, what the upside is, I thought would be a good podcast topic. So Marcus is on board with it.
Yeah.
So we're going to jump into it. And then in a couple of minutes, we will do... Actually, now we can. Enough time has passed that we can do our next sponsor, which is Apostrophe. Y'all, with us wearing masks, there's so much like stuff we're having to deal with skin wise that we weren't dealing with before, because you're getting all that moisture, bacteria
staying on you,
all on your skin. So a lot of people are experiencing breakouts that used to not experience breakouts before. Y'all remember, I don't know if y'all watched my vlog, I kept complaining, I kept getting a pimple up here between my eyebrows, but I was definitely feeling a lot of texture on the bottom part of my face that I wasn't used to feeling. I was like, what is going on? Well, thank God for Apostrophe, because I was able to get help without having to spend hundreds of dollars on some miracle product and without having to take up a bunch of my time, which, as I always say, I don't have a lot of time. So Apostrophe is a prescriptive skincare company that offers science-based oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. Apostrophe connects you with a board-certified dermatologist who will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin. Simply fill out Apostrophe's online quiz about your skincare goals and medical history, and then snap a few selfies, and your dermatologist will create a customized treatment plan. Apostrophe treats acne, and then they can also help hit your other skincare goals, like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots, okay? Hyperpigmentation, I know that's something that a lot of women of color deal with, so having something that actually works and not some old wives' tale that ain't gonna do nothing but have you out here looking crazy, it's super beneficial. So obviously, my skincare goals are to maintain the clear, glowing skin that I was already gifted by the Lord to have. So when things pop up and arise, I want to be able to deal with them, because this is, you know, certain people were blessed with certain things. My skin was one of the things that I was given, and I'm like, I'm not letting this thing go. I'm going to stick beside it, and it better stick beside me. So Apostrophe was able to give me something that didn't feel too intrusive to my day-to-day life, that to help maintain my skincare goals and treat when my skin texture is not acting the way I would like it to. And so that made it tailored to me. I know a lot of people who have, you know, more skincare issues, like they have larger goals than I do for their skincare. So I'm not going to be using everything they use. And that's why I love Apostrophe, because Apostrophe would not recommend to them what they would recommend to me. You want it to be tailored to your skincare goals and your skin and your medical history. Oh, and it did come with a cute little personalized postcard and stickers. I should have brought it in here. We have two boxes. We have a box for Marcus and a box for me, but it's inside our living room. So we have a special offer for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
When you use our code, is this.
Is this.
This code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
And click begin visit. Then use our code, is this.
Is this.
At sign up, and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
And use that code, is this.
Is this.
To get your dermatology visit and save $15. And we think this podcast.
Thank you, Apostrophe.
All right. So, I have been on tour, like I said, for a month. And let me tell you, it is grueling, to say the least.
Grueling.
It is. That's the only way I can describe it. This is not to say there aren't highlights, but the level of exhaustion. First, let me help y'all understand. I just got back to California this morning.
8 a.m. this morning. It is now, what time is it?
It's now 1:13. I landed at 8:30. We got in the car at 9. Car drove us to Kev's house, and then the car drove me to my house. So I got to my house at about 10 o'clock. I then began cleaning.
10:15, something like
10:15. I began cleaning because Marcus had to go
get the tablets for the twins so they can participate in school.
So, and then the twins were like, I'm hungry. So I had to fix them lunch. Then the nanny got here, but me and Marcus are the only ones that bathe Mars. So I had to bathe him because I didn't like how he smelled. And then I had to post a brand deal. That's the reason why a lot of people, if you follow me on YouTube, got to see a premiere of the vlog that's going up today, and then we jumped.
Yeah, I got on. Back. As soon as I got back, she was finishing up. I set up their tablets, and we started this. So that's just this morning.
That is just this morning. And so that's what it... Okay, so I'll explain some things that make it grueling, but then I want you to give your opinion, too. I don't want to take over this conversation.
Yes, what you doing? No, that's fine.
I don't have a solid reset time at all. Mm-hmm. And Kev keeps getting on me because he's like, you hate the tour. And I'm like, no, I don't have a routine yet. And because I don't have a routine, I sometimes feel like I'm feeling a little overwhelmed. So I get back. My luggage is still in there. I'm about to slowly pull out my dirty clothes. And then they go, I have to send them to a fluff and fold. Because our washer is a piece of poopity poop. And I have to like try to wash things 3 and 4 times in order to get it to do a whole cycle pretty much. So then I have all this content that I still edit. You know, I'm going to edit this podcast. I've got to edit the vlogs for the rest of the week. If I have any brand deals, which I have about 3 that I have to get done, have to shoot those as well as... It just left me. I have 2 major auditions that I have to film. One that was due at 8 a.m. Did they get it? No, not yet. One that's due tomorrow. So there is no reset for me right now. So that has been the hard part. Even when we on tour, you know, you'd be thinking, oh man, they do their show at night. So during the day, yeah, they just sit up in their hotel. They just
kicking back. Nah.
We're shooting the food show. So while the food show is only 4 hours of our time, we're still having to wake up early to shoot it.
Get there.
Yes. And I'm waking up a little bit earlier than everybody else because I'm the only one who has to do makeup and do hair. Tahir just rubs his hair with a sponge. And Kevin's bald like most men in his age group. So, it's been exhausting, but go ahead and tell them how you're feeling, and then we can elaborate.
Well, on my end, it's all I've been doing is, I feel like, well, the way the tour hit is since we moved in this house, we've never gotten settled in. Like, I know a lot of y'all mm-hmm. probably know, we moved into the house, we were unpacking, we had to pack everything up because we got it painted. Right after we painted, we started to unpack, and then we left. Mm-hmm. Angel left, I left, the kids left. Mm-hmm. So they're gone for 2 weeks. By the time we come back, me and Angel actually leave again to go on vacation. Mm-hmm. So then we finished slightly unpacking. I spent like a week here by myself, did some stuff, unpacking and stuff. Me and Angel got to spend some time here, just me and her. So we were able to actually get a lot done, but nothing actually fully got unpacked in the house. So then... By the time we go on vacation and come back, now the tour starts.
Yes.
So now it's just me here. So a lot of y'all probably know, some of you may not, I can't do clutter. It gives me anxiety.
Me too.
It drives me absolutely insane.
Me too.
Yeah, no, not to say it doesn't drive Angel crazy, but it's like she's on, like we had a conversation about this. I was like, she's on tour. I'm living in this right now. Mm-hmm. As much as she don't want to come back and see it, this is like nothing drives me crazier than walking and having to step over something
mm-hmm. or step on something.
I'm gonna step on it.
Yeah,
if it's there, it ain't worth it. mm-hmm. So and so dealing with that, the whole one of my biggest pet peeves, dealing with that, and then me entering this whole new realm of working from home, social media influencer, kids starting school, all stuff that I haven't done before. I haven't dealt with this. In the past, it's been me going off to work, helping out Angel when I can, and then coming home helping out Angel when I can. But most of my day is spent on the road, going to work, at work, and then on the road back home. Mm-hmm. So all of this is new. On top of the house not being anywhere where neither one of us wanted.
No
way. Like this part right here that you're looking at behind us is probably the cleanest part of this house.
Just the top part.
And it's that. Oh, it's 9 feet in the air. Just the top.
You get to that counter.
Yeah, get to that counter. Oh, behind my shoulder. Disgusting. I would vomit if I was y'all and I moved my shoulder and you saw that.
They be seeing it. They be like, what is that?
So,
he tried to tickle me, y'all. If y'all wonder where that noise came from.
But not to say that, I mean, that's all like the negatives and the part that can be, like Angel said, the grueling part. There are great parts to this, but we're going to get all that out of the way first. Oh,
keep going.
You want me to keep going? Okay. Yeah. But the good parts about it is how I am at home with my family now. This is the time for me being at work, Angel being on tour. It's freed up my schedule, not so much hers, but it's freed up my schedule to create more things. And we are able to get the ball rolling on a lot of different things. And it's allowed me to free my mind up to start thinking, or at least I've had the opportunities to free my mind up to start thinking about how to maneuver in this whole thing and create things that I actually want to create.
Mm-hmm.
Even if like this, how far you want me to go?
Did you just keep talking?
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, I thought it was going to be chapters to this, but I guess not.
Wherever you land is where you land.
Nice. 43. Okay. So it has freed me up because it's like we came up with a couple of ideas. I reached out to some friends and told them about some ideas, so they helped me out with those things. So it's still going to take time for me to fully get seated in that, especially like the kids started, and like last week, this past weekend, the kids starting school. That was like a bad Saturday for me because I hit the point to where I was like, I'm not doing anything that I thought I would be doing. Even a little bit. Even it's like, oh, I thought I'd be doing this, but let me do this.
What did you think you were going to be doing?
I thought, for one, I need to be making more man shit. I wanted time to sit down and brainstorm and write down more ideas. But like Saturday did not allow for any of that. It was literally... because I can't get past the clutter of the house, I have to clean something. Every day I wake up, I clean up after the kids, I clean some more, and I cook, and then I clean some more. However, it's not going, I can't accurately clean anything because the house still ain't unpacked. Only thing I can do is move stuff around. It's just like me, I got 6 glasses on the table. All I'm doing is moving them across the table. The glasses ain't leaving the table. Just as an example. What?
Have you tried block scheduling?
It don't matter block what I do because I got these 4, well, Marcus ain't really much, but these 3 dudes.
No, just speaking from this is, you're now living the life that I was living.
Mm-hmm. You wasn't cleaning. Get out of here.
You're now living the life that I was living fully. And the only reason why I was able to get anything done was I had to create a schedule for myself. It would only get thrown off for auditions and for friends. So there would be times where I would have to ignore their phone calls because I knew that they would kill it. So that being said, one of the reasons why the house never got fully cleaned by me is because I would only allot a certain amount of time to clean.
Yeah. Angel has a lot, she can tolerate more than I can.
I mean, it's very frustrating to me, but I also know at the end of the day is that if I wasn't getting the work done, we wouldn't be, you know, we both had to bring something to the table. So if I wasn't getting monetary work done, there would be no house to clean. You know what I'm saying? Like, both were equally important, but mm-hmm. I had to give both their due time. Is all I'm saying. And I know for you, building up your career to where you want it to be so that you feel satisfied in it is just as important as this house getting together. Mm-hmm. So giving yourself the opportunity, even if you have to, because we have a nanny, as you all know. And I told Marcus, I was like, even if you don't have nowhere to go and you don't have nowhere to be, you have her come in for these 4 hours.
There's a point of time. That's why this weekend was a little rough because her ass was unavailable too.
But we worked her like, oh my God. When I added up the hours that we used her last week,
she get used to it.
She worked a full-time job last week. When I counted up her hours, I was like, whoa, here you go. But what I was going to say is, it might take you leaving.
Oh yeah, I know that. I mean, like I said, again, Saturday was like a peak day where it's like it was curtains.
I couldn't do any of that.
And that was the day that was just like, you know what? And then all the other negative stuff from the other days just piled on top of that. And it just made me think, what am I doing?
No.
But that was just that day. It was just like, all right, that was a straw right there.
But no, like that we can get, I don't know. We can talk about this outside of the podcast, but we can get a co-working space where you can literally go. Cause there's one that I know that's not far from us where you can go with your laptop, get done what you need to get done and then come back so that the messiness of the house isn't like this on you while you're trying to come up with stuff.
No, it's on my shoulders. like you want to jump up and get on my shoulders. Like you ain't even showered.
Well, one thing that Marcus is not complaining about is having to cook because we have every plate, and every plate makes every day so much easier. Every plate is the best value, the most affordable, America's best value kit, meal kit. It's cheaper than the alternative to takeout, but just as delicious. Think of it this way. One meal from every plate is the same price as one cup of coffee. That's ridiculously amazing.
Y'all stupid.
Getting dinner on the table daily, especially during a chaotic back-to-school season, used to be a challenge. But you can let every plate plan, shop, and deliver everything you need to cook delicious meals at a delightful price. Recipes come together in about 30 minutes. That's really great.
Yeah, it is. Huge time saver.
Definitely faster than a trip to the grocery store or starting a meal from scratch. Meal planning can feel like one more item on an endless to-do list. This is all the things that we're talking about right now. This is so perfect. Every plate provides easy to follow recipe cards and pre-portioned ingredients so you can spend less time prepping and cooking and more time enjoying good food for your family or loved ones. Every plate offers a changing menu of 14 recipes per week, featuring a range of flavors and ingredients so you never get bored. Every plate makes it easy and affordable to cook hearty, delicious, family-pleasing meals. Every plate is 50% cheaper than a meal made from the grocery store ingredients, so now is the perfect time to focus on saving money easily. So this is what we want you to do, okay? We want you to save money. We want you to make your life easier. Because let me tell you, every plate has made our life easier by... assisting Marcus at this new position of being a work-at-home dad and giving the boys food that they would love to eat. We want you to try Every Plate for just $1.99 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering the code ARGUE199.
ARGUE199.
Get started with Every Plate for just $1.99 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code ARGUE199.
ARGUE199.
Again, that is everyplate.com and entering the code ARGUE199.
ARGUE199.
To get started with Every Plate and getting your meals for just $1.99 per meal. That's up to a $100 value. So check out Every Plate, America's best value meal kit. Plates!
Plates is not the sponsor. Yeah. Should be plates, but no, it's RU199. Because I had to remind myself, do not say plates.
You silly. There's always going to be plates there.
Somebody called us plates and edits.
Plates and edits. That sounds that's about you. Right.
Was edits. Yeah.
You be edits too.
No, but they were talking about you. Because they called me plates and they called you edits.
Because you said that they have to edit because of me. You said it.
You mean, they had to edit you more than me lately. I'm refined.
Would you want to do that? Would you want to go to a workspace?
I would say yes, but I don't know if I'll need to after we get the house, because the house has to get to where we want it to be for a specific situation. Yeah, and once it's there, I honestly don't think that would be a thing, because...
I mean, but then we would just end that. We would end the co-working space.
Yeah.
I'm just saying for now.
We'll see.
Also, I can't leave my husband high and dry. So
you got to come home hot and ready.
Oh, that's not what I was saying, but he be wanting that too.
Yeah. Don't care what happened on tour. Don't care what you did, where you been, and where you're going. I don't care how tired you are. Bus it!
You haven't done anything to be trying to have me bus it.
I've been around you for, and including this podcast, maybe an hour and a half.
I was doing stuff to you.
And I had to leave out to get them goddamn.
I know, but that was to get you in the head space. For that head space.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying I don't leave my husband high and dry. Like, when we were doing, prior to this flip-flop and me working out of the home and him working in the home, I handled all of the school stuff and just clued Marcus in when necessary, because Marcus would ignore emails and phone calls.
Oh my God. So on top of, like, the hundreds and hundreds of emails from work, the school and the school district would also send hundreds and hundreds of emails. I'm like, I can't even keep track of all this stuff. So, and then it got to the point where I'll read the emails and listen to the voicemails that they would leave. I'm like, this is useless information.
So Marcus would feel that way and ignore everything.
Yeah.
So now that he needs to be the lead person, it's not as if I can just be like, or I could have, and we would have seen what would have happened.
Yeah. I wouldn't feel bad about nothing. Like, we'll figure it out.
No, it's not right.
Truancy. Nah.
Right, exactly. So having to make sure he was set up on the parent portal, the Schoology was working for him, that he knew where the bus stop was, all of that stuff.
I was handling that. I was on top of it.
Was I not helping you?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, I was like, it ain't like you was like walking me through it. It was just like, yeah, I got that. You was did a lot of confirming.
Yeah, but no, like, there were certain things like, okay, you wouldn't have known that you needed a pen. You wouldn't have known.
Yeah, I'm saying you got me all of that stuff, but I wasn't
taking
away. Me either. I ain't taking away from you helping me.
Okay, well then just let me tell my story then.
Shut up and say it.
So it's not as if I have yet been able to relinquish. I would love to get to the point, and I know I will, where I am a silent partner when I am on tour when it concerns the boys' education. And that, why are you making that
face? I'm just listening to you talk.
And that you just bring me stuff like I did with you when it was necessary for it to be a two-parent involvement.
So naive you are.
how so?
We'll see. We will see.
I'm serious.
I'm going to try to be on top of it.
You can do it.
I said I'm going to try to be on top of it.
No, I'm saying you can, meaning you will.
Oh, okay.
You're going to do it. Mm-hmm. You're going to rise to the occasion for your boys. Marcus, don't make me fight.
Just listening to you. I'm letting you talk.
You making faces. Just, like, I can see you.
This is my face.
And you're making faces with it. Go ahead and say your piece.
You wasn't finished.
Go ahead.
I ain't got nothing to say. You said that you hope you can relinquish all the responsibilities to me. I called you naive. That's what I meant.
What has been the upside?
I'll let you know when we get to it. Nah.
You are stupid.
Being able to spend time with the boys. And like I said at the beginning, it has freed my mind up because I'm not focused. Even though it's hard to get past the clutter, I'm not focused on a different career that's not benefiting what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely been an upside. I don't think...
Marcus's loud phone. I'm going to vibrate when we're doing the podcast.
It's going to stay on there.
It's going to be all loud in the microphone.
Yeah.
Just so professional.
Anyway, freeing up my mind. And then, again, that, like, everything I said at the beginning is, like, gives me opportunities to think on how to grow this whole thing, how to make things bigger, how to continue to build my own brand. Because that would have never been the case had I stayed at my 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, definitely.
Even build new relationships. It's been, like business relationships.
Oh, I didn't know that was something that you've been enjoying. Marcus,
it's something that's happened. It ain't like I've enjoyed it. No.
Marcus now goes and gets mani-pedis with Melissa, Frederick, that's what I'm
trying.
Melanie.
That's what I'm trying to work up to.
And Danny.
I said the day they invite me, I'm going to be like, hold on. Y'all know I was just joking, right?
No, you going to go. And you going to go with some cute flip-flops.
Yeah, because Danny was like, hold on. I'm I said, I don't need to know what y'all doing next week. I'm not.
Why you didn't? You have yourself a good time.
We do be like, it was a couple times we all hung out. I say, is this what y'all been doing all this time? Y'all didn't include me on this?
Yes, they having a great time.
Took the kids to the pool. We was out there drinking at the pool. Went back, fried some chicken.
Who fried chicken?
Well, Melissa, I don't know. She ordered some. And okay. It was between me and Danny was going to fry it, but she took it over.
Danny did.
Yeah. I said, me and the girl, we just hanging out.
That's Marcus. Yes. Marcus is about to have his own squad.
Yeah. Why not?
I love it. The upside for me is getting to meet you all. That has been the upside. Putting faces with the names that I have gotten to know for the past year and a half. I got to see, literally in Baltimore, I got to see Cynthia. Cynthia is one of the... Oh, Cynthia and Tamu. I remember their names.
Mm-hmm.
I remember their avatars. I got to meet Adrian. I got to meet Brittany, who I call Brenda for months upon months. B.
Y'all see, y'all getting these personal shout outs on the...
the
potty.
And I knew that, like, a lot of them, I knew their faces.
Podcast.
Carmen, who was one of my admins, who has been holding us down. She's the reason, one of the big reasons why we have a Discord. I got to meet her face to face. So, it's, I know you all are always like, I feel like I know you. Sometimes we feel that way about y'all too.
Yeah.
Y'all been around for a while and y'all know I try to take pride. Oh, I didn't know Matt was in front of me in one show. I had no idea. No idea. I take pride in actually looking at the names of the people in our Patreon. Now y'all know I ain't gonna remember all of them. But I try to like actually look at them and you all, while I know the number, don't want y'all to just be a number. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be unrealistic and be like, every name you need to know.
Right.
But I want y'all to know that
y'all the reason that people can walk up to me in public and be like, hey, Marcus. And I'll be like, hey, what's going on? I don't know you, but just in case. Y'all one of the family. I got to be warm.
I can definitely say it has, as much as selling shirts at the beginning of the show is so tiring. It is exhausting. And then selling them after the show. So literally I get a break during Tahir set and I get a break during Kevin set. I'm having to pay attention cause I have to close out the show, but those are only two breaks I get in the night. So I'm like really tired. But seeing you all, meeting you all is just, I mean, it's one thing to meet people who listen to Here's the Thing. That's great. Love them. But meeting someone who is an angel wing, who's been a part of our Patreon, meeting people and I'm seeing them in Saved and Sexy shirts. I'm like, what? You got that? seeing people in the I Am Enough shirts, I'm like, girl. Or seeing them in the first Mama Likes Box shirt, I'm like, oh, you've been really holding me down. Like, it's just, I can't wait. I know Marcus got to experience some of that in San Diego when he was out there selling shirts. Mm-hmm. But it is a beautiful thing to, yes, as Ebony said, yes, just don't hug me. I love you. I do. But not enough for a hug during a pandemic and not enough for a hug in the first meeting. But it is great to put eyes on you, to hear your voice. Because y'all are always hearing our voice. So to hear, yeah. I'm like, when I saw Cynthia, I don't know why I thought Cynthia was going to be this tall woman. Cynthia, shorter than me. I said, look at this.
Cynthia's a tall name.
Right? I just
Cynthia, knew. Cynthia, you're supposed to be 6'3". Before heels.
So, I just want to thank you guys.
San Diego, God, my bad, fam. I can't remember your name. And she looked, she walked past. She didn't even smile. She said, "You old heifer."
No,
I said, "You old heifer." Then she told me her size. I said, "I'll be a size shirt." I said, "All right, I'll be. It'll be up here when you come back."
So yeah. That's been the huge plus, I will say. I didn't realize how much they was going. It's crazy to me when people get excited to see me. Like, a woman came up to me crying, and as y'all saw in the vlog that I just premiered, there was a girl in line, like, oh my God, in tears. And I was like, girl, what did I do? What did I do? But so I do understand that there are people excited to see me, but just know, There are some of you that when I see you, I'm like, what? Oh, yeah. You already know. Hanako. I'll be like, girl. Hanako that sent me little bobblehead people for my desk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody sent some. I was. It was at your P.O. box and it got sent back.
Ben, I'm going to go today. I'm going to go right after we do this.
Well, it ain't up there now because she sent me.
No, but there's other stuff.
Oh, okay.
I keep saying I need to go up to my P.O. box. I need to go up to my P.O. box. And every time I'm there, I don't have the key. Y'all, I'm so sorry. That's so irresponsible of me. But another effect of being on tour. All right, guys. So,
there it is.
Oh, no.
See, I be communicating with people. I don't catch all the messages, but I try my best.
Me? And she paid so much for shipping. I'm going to refund her shipping.
Yeah, we got to refund you.
Tell her, Angel going to refund you the shipping. Just give us a Cash App. And then I'm going to pay her again to ship it. All right, beautiful people. I just really, really, really... Oh, yes. I didn't tell you that, Marcus. Tamu, and I'm going to I'm gonna put the Patreon up on this. Tamu, who has been one of our followers for a minute, Elephant Lover is who she goes by. Anytime I take a picture with an angel wing whose name I recognize, I ask that you DM me the photo that we took, right? Because I want to be able to eventually put all of this together. Because I just really, I don't take you all support lightly. So Tamu, who I got to see, recognized Tamu's face as soon as I saw, recognized the hair wrap. She sends me a message. She says, this woman grabbed me in the elevator and said, take a picture. Who's that?
Aunt Jackie.
Aunt Judy.
Judy.
My Aunt Judy, out of nowhere.
Then grabbed this random woman and said,
grabbed one of the angel wings and said, take a picture. I just, when she sent me the photo to my DMs, I was like, oh my God, That's my auntie with blue hair. She was looking fly with that blue hair. I said, yeah.
It don't surprise me at all. How old is Aunt Judy? Why did I call her Jackie?
I don't know. I'm like, that's my sister's name. She's in her 60s?
In her 60s, dying her hair up.
Listen, her...
Hey, she got the same haircut as Marcus.
Oh, I love it. Anyways, you guys, please make sure you check out our sponsors for today. Third Love, apostrophe in every plate. That's how I'm going to say it from now on.
Every plate.
Use our promo code so that they know, and or our special URL so that they know we sent you. So they know that can't remember the name of the podcast.
That's all right now.
Is this going to cause an argument? Listeners then pulled up because they tanked right us. Again, if you would like to join our Patreon and for me to know your name as well, you can go to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. Please subscribe to... Please subscribe to Tanksley TV. We're about to upload all of our Instagram stuff to that today. So if you don't have Instagram or you're not on there often, you'll be able to see some of the stuff because Marcus has been posting content on a daily basis. So
I've been trying to.
You've been doing... Not trying, you've been doing. And follow me. I'm so close to 200,000 subscribers on Instagram at That Chick Angel. You can follow Marcus at Marcus Ain't on the Gram on Instagram.
I'm close to 40.
Close to 40,000, babe.
I'm almost.
Yeah, you are.
I'm getting there.
And he's Marcus Ain't on the Book on Facebook. Also, no. I think that's it. Oh, obviously, if we're coming to a city near you for Slightly Problematic, take two, get your tickets now because we have sold out. There's been not one show we haven't sold out since this tour has happened. So,
fire.
Quit playing games. All right, guys.
Get right.
We thank you all so much for joining us, and we'll see you next Wednesday. Be blessed.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.